Do you wake up each morning brimming with excitement, overjoyed to begin a new day? Does your work satisfy and fulfill you? Are your relationships healthy and supportive? Does your lifestyle support your dream version of you? And finally, are you happy? Join Maya Voce, mystic warrior and energy goddess, as she takes you on a journey through the amazing world of energy. Harness the infinite powers of the universe and allow your real light to shine through. Anything can be yours. You only just have to believe.
And hello, hello. This is Maya Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio and coming to you from the beautiful sunny day here in Volcano on the big island of Hawaii. And of course, we're talking about energy. We have full moon. I mean, how can we not talk about energy and all that surrounding that? And our topic today, and I just put an Instagram post out, is giving a voice to death. And it's a big topic and a topic that I've wanted to give voice to for some time. And today is the day. So we will be discussing that. And I do chuckle because I'm switching so many hats this morning. So I was sitting here so early this morning, really diving into this topic. It's something that just has been calling to me for so many years now, and to give a voice to death and to grief. Which, of course, is such a large topic and something that we're just touching on today. But as I'm sitting there in this heavy space and connecting and asking guides and angels, all right, what is it that I can, you know, share with everyone today? I've got such a disparity of other energies. I have our cat, our beautiful cat Marshmallow, which is moaning, just like in pain and limping. So I have no idea what happened to him. He is an inside cat. Don't know what he did. So going to the vet after, I've got four little kittens that are just meowing their head off. And I have mentioned that we are fostering four little kittens. So if you're in the Volcano area, in anywhere on the big island that we can connect, they're just four beautiful little souls that are looking for forever homes. And they see me as big human mama. So I was outside today hoping to share with you outside today, but they were meowing so loudly. And I'm sitting here in this heaviness of you know, trying to connect with death and transition with them meowing. And I sat back and I said, you know, this is life. This is the beauty of life. This innocence of this new life and them just crying for cuddles and attention, and me in this space of, you know, really heavy thinking and connection. And I said, but this is all life. It's all of it put together. And we really need to sit back and I, for one, say this, not take things so seriously. And I say this again from experience, coming from that space of really sitting in there and thinking everything is serious. And I bless my daughter and little furry animals around here that remind me on a daily basis that life is to be sweet and enjoyed. So thank you for those lessons this morning. But before we begin, because again, there's such big things moving out there, and we are sitting right now in the full moon, and I'm hoping wherever you are in the world, wherever this message is finding you, you were able to be out last night and hopefully had a clear night and could see this beautiful round moon that was out there. It was just gorgeous that I was able to see for about 10 minutes before the clouds rolled in. It's what they do here on Volcano. I've missed so many full moons here because it's so cloudy at night. But last night, thankfully, the sky parted, the moon rose over our trees. I could see the stars and took some quick photos, as you do, to share later on Instagram or whatever. But anyway, so let's take a collective breath, shall we? The world is just moving so quickly. I was just sharing that I cannot believe it's Tuesday again. Honestly, it seems like a blink of an eye. And last week was so compacted, so intense. For so many reasons, the full moon energy building, of course, and we'll talk in a moment about Saturn and Uranus that are present as well. Of course, as I shared last week, on Saturday was the birthday of my partner who has passed back into the light. And always with these days of anniversaries, you know, coming up, you think, oh, I'm in a better space and it's not going to get me this time. And then the morning, you know, you wake up in the morning and it just hits you all over again. Those moments of grief that call you. So it was a very intense week and weekend, you know, his energy coupled with the full moon and everything else that's going on. Those of you moms out there that are dipping your foot into the what is school pool. And of course, my daughter was supposed to start school today. Of course, has not. So she is home locked away nursing our cat with whatever has happened to him. It's not serious. You know, it's just, I don't know what he did, but she is nursing him. But school did not start today and is now due for 2 weeks. And I have come up with plans B, C, D, and E, I think, because we just can't make plans these days, can we? I mean, and that is part of it, is that our human nature wants to make plans. We want to set things in stone and say, this is happening and this is happening. And the universe right now says, none of that is happening because everything is uncertainty. And there's such a discomfort in there, isn't there? And so, of course, coupled with these energies, which again, going to get to in just a moment, it's certainly all time for a breath. So let us take a collective breath together. And I want to bring you into this space here and this healing energy of the big island of Hawaii, where we are sitting here on the seat of transition, seat of transformation here in the home of Pele. Who called me just a year ago that we were visiting here and opened the portal to moving here. I never thought that a possibility, but then again, never say never, especially in these days, right? So opening up that portal for you, for that energy of transition. We've got the beautiful waters, of course, of the Pacific Oceans and the other waters that are around here, the natural springs, dolphin energy that I send to you, and the energy of the sun and the birds that are singing and the sweet little meows that are crying just for love. We're sending it all to you, and just breathe it in. You know, and let's just take that collective breath and allow the healing of nature to do what it's meant to do, because nature knows. We don't have to ask it. We don't have to think it. We just need to enjoy it and be open and opening our heart space to that healing energy. And if you've never sat next to a tree and actually had a conversation, you might try that because you'd be surprised what you get from that. I mean, really, there's such wisdom in the ancient ones, wisdom with all that is outside of our windows. So sending you that collective breath, that collective aloha and blessings, and hoping it reaches you in a place of peace and just an ah, put a word to that. But just opening our hearts really to what is coming and what is right now. Because we've talked so many times before about just being present in this moment, because we're not really in control. We're not in control at all, are we, really, about what's going on out there? But we can be in control of our thoughts and our energy. And of course, we've spoken about that so often in this space, is that that is perhaps the one thing in this life we have complete control of, is our energy field and the energy we're putting out there. So again, are you coming in this full moon and blasting out waves of fear and that negative energy? Or it's just simply allowing, you know, and allowing your heart space to open and to share that love that is really all around us and in everything, and that we are as beings of light, pure love and pure consciousness. So let's focus on that as we dive into the energy forecast and then journeying into the voice of death and sharing some thoughts on that. I was going to jump into grief this week, but death spoke up today. And so we're going to share space with death and the art of transitioning, as I'm calling it, which has such a better sound than death. So many connotations. But I will open space next week and, of course, weeks to come on this journey, because it's something that can't be put into such a short amount of time. But we can begin, can't we? But first, let's talk about energy. So we've got full moon energy, full moon in Aquarius. We've got the presence still of Saturn and Uranus that are here. And Aquarius, of course, ruled by Saturn and Uranus. But we have their excess energies because they're in this full moon. So we've been sharing over the weeks that there is this presence of Saturn. And I've shared that Saturn, I lovingly refer to as the taskmaster of the zodiac. really grounds us and says, all right, well, why are you here? What's your career? Let's get pen and paper and write some goals. But this time we're not going to get into our headspace with Saturn. We're really getting into that energy space because it's all about coming into alignment. Alignment, alignment. I'm going to say that because it's coming through so strongly, you know, within your own energy field, coming into alignment. In all last month, we focused on letting go and talking about just letting go of really anything that doesn't serve anymore. But so many of us, and I speak from, you know, from experience here, the Aries with five balls in the air, all right? But we begin projects and then we just love them to death, right? Even if they're not working or don't feel right, we just go, oh, but I just spent, for example, a whole year on that website for this project. And it has to feel right because I just invested all that time. So especially for me, I again share personally, you know, this has been a lesson of going, okay, yes, I did devote time to that project. It felt right at the time. It served its purpose. You know, taught me a few things, but I'm going to let it go now because it's just not what is meant to be. You know, it's had its day. So I let it go. Blessings, love, and joy. Thank you for being a part of my life. Now I move on and I welcome the new. So this is the energy right now. It has been the last month. What can you let go of? You know, what is not feeling 100%? And I do mean that. It's not like, you know, it's okay. I can work on it. No. This is 100%. This feels right. And it feels right to you from your core, your very being, with every sense of you, every cell that's rising up and saying, yes, are you listening? This is what you're meant to do. If it's not there, not in that 100% energy, you just got to let it go, okay? And I've had, again, lots of shiftings in these past weeks. And I said, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to follow my own advice, which I sometimes do. And go, that can't be right now. So we're just going to make space. So we've got this, you know, beautiful, airy, visionary energy of Aquarius. And surely this full moon, and I do say that today from where I'm sitting. Last week, I would not be saying this because last week was intense. The build up to the full moon, really, there's that intensity. But once it peaks and she's out there, can kind of breathe a bit. At least that's how I feel. It's that the intensity lessens and we can just sit in the beautiful energy. So it's this airy, Aquarius is an airy air sign, visionary energy coupled with this Saturn. It's grounding us and saying, are you in alignment? Is the universe in alignment? Are you in alignment with the universe? And where are you going from here? And now let's take some action steps. And then you have this energy of Uranus. And that brings this quirky energy to it. The example I always give is it couples you with the person who from the outside people would look at you and go, that couple should not be together. They just don't match. But they do. It's that kind of energy. It's the meeting of people that you wouldn't expect to make a connection with, you know, but once you do, when you open yourself to the allowing, magic happens and beauty happens. So that's the energy that Uranus brings. So there's this really unique triangle of energy coming in. And of course, coupled with everything that's going on in the outside world and in the practical level, schools trying to open, people trying to really build upon the old foundation. And as we've said so many times, that ain't happening right now. You know, this is all about the new. So it's about looking at everything new. And last week we spoke about community, how community has dissolved and reformed in a tangent way right now, everything virtual and making connections that way. But we are in this bigger space of rethinking community. You know, we no longer can be in this space of this is just me as an individual and I live in my house. I'm going to ignore my neighbors. I'm going to make the choices I want. You know, that's not a thing right now, because we are all connected and we are really all one energetically. So it's the opening of that space in that heart space. So we spoke about that last week. And so, yes, it's this all this realigning and recreating, rebuilding the foundation. And again, what choices can you make that would weave the fabrics into this foundation of your choosing? And we've spoken about kindness and compassion from my nonprofit, the Be Kind Revolution, weaving those threads of kindness and compassion into this new world. And we're going to speak about in the moment actually giving a voice to death and re-looking at things that we've shoved aside. And we've seen that happening as the foundation has crumbled, right? You know, the foundation of our society has been shooken to the core, cracked open, and things coming up, you know, voices that have been silenced or pushed aside, marginalized, rising in strength. And we've seen all of the voice of the race coming through in Black Lives Matter, and just so many things. And so we've seen that pop up right now. And so we need to look clearly and listen and evaluate before we build this new foundation. But we are sitting in that energy of the new, and we've spoken about that the last 3 weeks. And again, I know it might not look like that outside, but this is certainly new energy, and it's allowing us the potential, you know, the infinite potential to build now anything that we choose to build. We've also spoken about how light bodies are connecting, and I'm hoping you've seen that in your own in your world, wherever this is finding you, that you've made some connections, that you've ventured into things that resonate with you online, and you've been able to connect, because that is what's happening now, is that light bodies, light workers are connecting, and this lattice of light, is the way I see it, is strengthening and then really raising the vibration of the planet one day at a time. So there is lots going on. If your animals, children were a bit crazy, you know, over these last couple days, it is full moon energy, so it will pass. And it seems like a perfect time. There's the music. So we'll take just a short pause and we'll come back and we will give voice to death.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello. This is Maya Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio, coming to you live from the big island of Hawaii here on top of the volcano, which, as I remind my mother daily, is both a place, a thing, and a town. Hi, Mom. I hope you're listening. So today's show is dedicated to giving a voice to death, which is something that really has called to me for many years now in the work that I had begun to do, am doing. But before we jump into that topic, I want to share with you that immediately before I opened this space that we're sharing today, of which, again, I am most grateful for you to be here with me, I was asking my child, who, of course, has not started school today, which we were, thinking she would. Well, does that mean you have some thoughts to share? And, you know, like a minute before 10, she's scrambling to look at stuff and mommy getting frustrated because I'm getting in my headspace. So we do not have fun facts for kids today. That's the end of it. And I asked her, why don't you just share some fun facts about your kittens that we're fostering? And I got the stare, So I said, fine, we'll talk about this next week. School is tentatively started here in Hawaii for the 17th of August. But as I started the top of this hour, you know, who can make plans now and what the schools are up against? I get into overwhelm. I'm very impressed with her school, though, how they're handling this and just being like water, being like flow. And her principal and I have actually spoken about that, about being like water. And these synchronicities coming up, you know, I've spoken that I'm involved in a group now that's dedicated to water and to honoring water and giving water a voice. Seems to be water is speaking because her principal said, yes, actually, we have an element of the curriculum now that is focused on water and cleaning the water and connecting the water. And I said, oh, my goodness, water is speaking. So beautiful soul that she is. So there's no fun facts for kids, no fun facts about kittens, and she has wandered off somewhere. So that is that for the children energy of today. Anyway, so yes, let us dive into this topic, but I have yet another thing being that is looking for attention, my little dog Sylvester, which please go Sylvester, go sit down. It's my little foxy terrier rescue dog. As many of you know, I usually share stories of him because he is a hoot. He's an Australian dog who likes to wander the neighborhood. And in fact, this morning, as I was attempting to sit outside, meditate and connect, gather my thoughts to share with you today, my daughter comes out and says, I think that's Sylvester barking like down the block. And sure enough, he was out barking his head off at some people that were walking by, who they chuckle now because they know him and he's so not threatening. But anyway, that's tales from Sylvester. Yes, let's take a breath again collectively and ground before we dive into such a topic. But as I've shared very openly now for the past 19 months on Facebook and in various modes of communication, on January 27th, I was one thing. I was a wife and a mother living in Sydney, had lots of lovely projects and work, but was primarily interested in taking care of my family and our home and just being in that loving space. And I'll never forget, I was at Bunnings, which is the Australian equivalent of Home Depot, exactly the same store, looks exactly the same, literally the same thing. They just had to change the name for some reason. So I was at the store buying last minute tomato plants. It was January. It was hot. It's plenty of time in Sydney to start your second garden, as I called it. So I was just having a bit of a wander, you know, a mommy alone moment, because my partner was going to meet up with some new business associates and celebrate the business, a new business opening. Yes. And then spend the night in Sydney because we lived quite far out in the country and it was just easier that way and come home the next day. So I arrived at our house from going to Bunnings, coming home with my prize plants. And anyone who knows me knows I love and adore plants, and there's always millions of them in my house and around. So had come home with a new baby and some new tomato plants. And my daughter said to me, Daddy already left, which I had asked him not to. Daddy already left. He says goodbye and see you tomorrow. Okay. So I didn't get to see him, and we texted as we do throughout the day. He was having a good time. I was there with my daughter and her friend. And then at some point, he sent us a rather strange message later in the evening just saying it was hot and humid and some other things that I'm not going to share in this space. But my warning bells went off. I said, that's rather strange message, and so messaging back, and I got nothing. And so my warning bells started to go off, but it wasn't enough to really make one concerned. You know, I knew the plan for the evening. I thought, oh, you went out, and whatever happened, you know, it was not something to be concerned about. And then went to bed, as one would. The next morning, 7 a.m., there was a doorbell rang, and that was odd in and of itself, you know, for someone to ring our doorbell. Everyone in the neighborhood, it was a country neighborhood, knew each other, and there was no one ringing my doorbell at 7 in the morning. So went to the door, and there was two armed police officers, and that certainly was, that cannot be a good thing on anyone's, you know, plate. And my stomach just dropped, and I'm just going to quickly say the rest of the story. I've written this out in great detail because I think it's really important for the world to understand what shock does to a human body. And that's something that I will be studying myself from an energetic view more deeply because I think it's something that we need to explain from an energetic standpoint. But I'll table that right now. But without much ceremony, basically the armed guards, after confirming who I was and that I knew Pete, he was my partner, that he had departed from this world, said that he was deceased, were their exact words. And there was some conversation after that, but quite frankly, I was just in a place of not understanding. And then a journey began, something ended, something began. It's just such a journey to be in that space. So I've learned a few things about the process of grief. Interestingly enough, in the work I was doing, working with women's groups and work of a spiritual nature, working as a spiritual counselor and owning a healing space, it was something that always called to me, this journey of transition and the journey of grief. My business partner and bestest sister and friend in the world, she also was interested in that journey. She had birthed a stillborn, so came from the side of losing a child. And all of the energy that brings. So she really wanted to bring that to her work and to begin her own circles. So the two of us kind of came together in this. I don't know what my interest was in the passing of a person at that point. I contributed or attributed to my mother, who worked in geriatric care her entire life, and the stories that she used to share. And I'm going to bring up some of her wisdom in this because she's too shy to come on air. I might try to prod her a little bit more, but I've asked if she can share her wisdom as an elder and a crone. Because she's had 30 years plus working in this field of holding the hands of people as they've transitioned and being in that space and holding the space. And I remember growing up thinking, wow, I have a strange mother because who chooses to work with death every day? And she adored it and she saw the value in it. And she is a beautiful healer. So I get emotional because it was so beautiful and I was such a child and didn't honor that and didn't appreciate it. But I do now, Mom, so thank you. It obviously has left an effect. But I just remember growing up, you know, I understand she has her gifts, but who wants to do that? Well, now I do. Isn't that interesting how we learn from our parents? And of course, as I believe, we choose our parents in the void for the lessons they offer us. And that obviously was part of the lesson. But after my partner passed and my dear friend and I had many, many a chat and she was at my side constantly, she lovingly put some humor into it, said, you know, you should be careful what you ask for of spirit. And I have repeated this many, many times, that what we put out there into the universe is what we get back. Always, always. And I say that again, always, having worked in a spiritual field for so long now, you always get it. You're always answered. So please be careful what you put out into the field. Don't put something out in jest and go, oh yeah, let's see what happens. No, I wouldn't strongly not suggest that, because you will get something back. So yes, began my journey of grief. And now 19 months later, that I'm sitting here in a new place, have come to embrace that this is my journey. So yes, we're going to give voice to death, or at least open the voice to death today, because it's so needed. It's so needed in this new world that we're creating. You know, we look at death like this thing we want to lock into the prison in the basement and throw away the key, forget it's there, don't feed it, ignore it, and then just one day go, oh, wow, forgot you're there. Now I've got to deal with you. And that's just not how it is. The process of transitioning back into the light, and I so prefer that instead of saying death, which has just this finality to it. it, which in fact, and we will talk about in a second, you know, there is no finality to it because we are beings of light who just change form. So we shed our human bodies and go back into the collective consciousness and have a choice to ride this merry-go-round again and again if we so desire. So there's lots of things around there. But dealing with that, and I completely lost my train of thought there for a second because my dog decided once again it's time to sit in mommy's lap. Oh my goodness, the joys of working from home. Can't we all attest right now? So let me regroup and get back to this, to where I was, that this, the death transitioning, is a natural part of life. You know, it's as natural as breathing, and we don't shy away from breathing, do we? Because we rather like that. We like to be in that space of breathing because that means that we're alive. But to really look at death, no, that's not something we do. And we've really become, in my personal opinion, so disconnected, you know, as part as a community, but just as people, so disconnected from the natural processes of life, the natural flow of life, that we again are like deer in headlights that go, wait, what? Got to do this now? Or this is happening? Like, I just, there's no framework for us to deal with it. Again, in my humble opinion. So that is part of the medicine that I bring. That is part of this journey, is that let's bring that back into the realm of the living, because it's all there. It's part of our human existence. And it's not something we can run away from. So if we can't run away from it, maybe we just need to deal with it. And again, last month in letting go, we spoke a lot about letting go and really dealing with our stuff. And I say stuff, but we can put some other words in there, can't we? Really dealing with things that we just have pushed aside for way too long. It's just time in the energy of the world right now. It's time to deal with this stuff. And I, for one, think that we need to re-examine our relationship with death and the dying process or the transitioning process. And I know that there's many people that agree with this, and I'm sure my mom included. I really wish you'd come on, Mom. I know you're listening. Another time. What I have found, and keeping this very simple, just very simple right now, is that, you know, we associate death with pain. Like somehow this has just become one and the same. Pain and, of course, fear. And, of course, it's the unknown. And the unknown, really, this is the ultimate unknown, isn't it? You know, we are not comfortable with the unknown. Months ago, when the pandemic swept through, we were sitting in the space of the void, which I was talking about is the unknown. It's the time of no beginnings, no endings. Everything just melded together, a time of gestation. In a time of discomfort, because there isn't any clarity. Can't say that we've reached the time of clarity right now, but we have reached the time of beginning new energy. But when we're sitting there at that portal of transition, there's so many unknowns, so many of them. And it has become, with so many people transitioning in hospitals or very sterile environments, it's really become this sterile thing. I don't know about you personally, but I don't associate hospitals with light and fluffy energy or a fun place or a healing place. And that's another topic. I'm going to stop myself there. I just, not my favorite places in the world. My father also works in a hospital. I don't know how he does that every day. We can bring these elements back to the human. And I guess that would be my focus. And the main message I'd like to share today is that we've so dehumanized the process of being human. And death and the rites of passage, menarche and the eldership and connecting with ancestors. These are big ones for me and big ones that pop up right now. We're disassociated from that. And when we disassociate from the natural processes of life, well, what happens? What happens is you can see outside your window, I think. We see what happens. It just fragments. And we're at that place of fragmentation. As we've said, oceans filling up with plastics and disregard and apathy. We need to bring that sense of the sacred, the sense of the humanness back to the process of life, to this journey we call life. And death again, one of those processes. Processes. jeez. We'll leave that. You know what I mean. But it is part of the human condition. And there's so many beautiful ways that we can deal with this process of transitioning, sitting in circle and honoring the person together, sharing stories of loved ones, but being in that space together. And that's something we also don't do, is hold space and learn to listen to each other. Holding space, we've spoken about, and I have offered workshops in the past, is sitting in that energy and attentively, actively listening from an open heart. It's not a time to speak. It's not a time to offer suggestions. It's not a time to offer advice. You are listening from that deep, deep space in your heart. And the process of transitioning, when you're shedding your physical body and going back into the light, what an intimate moment, isn't it? What a moment where we need human connection. We need touch. We need to hold that space. For those present, for the person who's transitioning, such a valuable skill. And to have someone there that can hold space for a group together is a beautiful thing. Yes. Trying to keep this simple here, but so many ideas that are coming through my mind right now that I really would like to be vocalized. And again, I guess the main thing is that we sit there in a space of humanity, and we sit there in a space of intimacy. And I bring a remembering from my mom's story, saying that, at a point where she'd be with one of the people in the nursing home where she worked, and she always knew my mom. My mom always knows everything. I don't think I've called her once and picked up the phone and she hasn't known it's me. She just quickly just says, Kath, and we start talking. Yes, my birth name is Catherine. That's what she calls me. But she just knew. She knew that the person was transitioning. And she said the family would start piling in. And she would get very annoyed because the family would just look there in this like deers in headlights and not know what to do. And it wasn't her job to guide them in what was to be done at that moment or to hold space for them. It was her job to sit with the person who was transitioning. That was her main focus, and that's what she chose to do. So she'd get really annoyed and say, oh, I just wanted them to go away. So I'd send them on errands. And most of the time, they were very happy to go get a cup of coffee or to go sit somewhere else because they didn't want to be in that space because, again, it's so unfamiliar. We're not taught to be in that space, are we? We're not even often allowed to be in that space. And that's one of my biggest challenges with the passing of my partner right now is that, and I yelled in the corner when this happened, I said, you know what, my biggest thing right now is that when the accident happened, I wasn't called immediately and I wasn't allowed the opportunity to be there in that raw moment. And she looked at me like I had five heads. And she says, well, typically families don't want to be there. And I said, but I did. I did. I wanted to be in that raw space. I wanted to be there for him. I wanted to experience that realness. And I think that's never left me and why I'm so driven now to give a voice to death and to grief and to work with the dying right now, and of which I'm getting involved in, and brings great joy. So yes, I know she said that's not something families would choose to do. And that's a perfect ending right there, because I'd like to tackle more of that. So we'll let the music flow and we'll take a collective breath from this big topic. And I'll be back in a moment with just a few more thoughts before we end our hour. Thank you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
In a world that has suddenly turned dark and unfamiliar, there is one light that will never go out. Allow the light of kindness and compassion to guide you. With kindness, we can all create a better tomorrow. The Be Kind Revolution, shining the light of kindness and compassion within. www.bekindrevolution.life. Become a kindness crusader today, because everyone deserves a little kindness. And hello again, this is Maya Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio. And we've been talking today, of course, about energy. That's what we always talk about, our energy forecast. And we're sitting now in this beautiful energy of the full moon. And I'm so hoping tonight that the clouds part here in Volcano and I'm able to sit outside and actually see the moon. I did sit outside last night, and it's so gorgeous here because it's pitch black. Like, there's no street lights. Like, I've always wished to live in a space where you couldn't hear traffic. And even in Sydney, where we lived out in the country in Glenorie, I could still hear traffic. Still hear traffic because there was a major road, not major, but there was one road. It's just one road and cars used it. So we could hear the cars going back and forth. So I guess I have been putting out for years. Yes, I want to live in a space where I can't hear traffic, and the universe finally, after 50 years, has acknowledged that. And there's no traffic to be heard here at all. In fact, there's nothing. I've never heard such absolute stillness. There's not any creatures like in Australia, and I am missing my creatures in Australia, my beautiful, beautiful, interesting, weird and wacky, poisonous, deadly things are constantly around. Night in Sydney, when you sit out, it's a whole nother world, and you've got wombats and you've got possums, and foxes and everything under the sun that comes out. Here, there's nothing. There's literally nothing. You've got some cats, and I do believe there's probably some mice and some form of rat. But it's just this silence. So I was sitting outside in our garden space, which is just pitch black, and the moon was rising over the trees. And I could just see her shining, peeking through the top of the tree, going, yes, there she's coming. And my daughter was happy reading a book inside. So I was able to spend that time just myself and the moon energy and breathing it in and being in that space of nature. And it was just absolutely gorgeous. So I truly wish for each and every one of you that you can spend some time in nature, and just breathing that aloha energy to you, and full moon energy, just amazing, beautiful moment of connection. But we've been talking about full moon energy again, and the essence of Saturn, who's asking us to come in alignment, looking out for some interesting connections with the energy of Uranus, those wacky connections that, you know, kind of you would say, oh, it's an oddball couple. I don't know why they came together, but they fit perfectly. Kind of energy, but all about coming into alignment. Everything right now is coming into alignment. And when I connect, when I'm being shown, is yes, we're standing in this. Remember a couple weeks back, we were talking about letting go, and I spoke about being in your big living room of your new house, and you're just standing there wondering how to decorate it, what to bring in. That's the energy right now. So when I connect in that deep space, I see us all just standing on this light platform, an infinite possibility out there. You know, what do we wish to grab from the universe to build into our own reality, which of course is mirrored on the outside reality as it's all one, right? So think about what you'd like to bring in to your space and what is fitting or what is not fitting into your world right now. And I know moms are saying, well, it'd be good if the kids went to school. I know. I get that as well. It will happen in some format, but it's just, I've said this so many times before, it's just not going to fit back into the old mold. It just can't. It cannot energetically fit back into the old mold because this whole purpose, this whole reason, energy alignments right now is to break out of the old and to recreate the new. So as I've said before, if you're holding on to the thought that we're just going to jump back to how it was, I hate to disappoint you. I hate to disappoint anyone, but that's not happening. It's just not happening. So maybe after months now, you're going to believe me and go, yes, okay, maybe I got to let go a little bit of that rigidity. And again, honor that essence of water and that essence of flow and water that is speaking so clearly to so many people now and asking for a voice and asking for attention, asking for love, as we all do, including my four little kittens that are sitting there waiting for a home. So if you're nearby, let me know. And as we've been talking about giving voice to death today, and certainly have just tipped on, you know, the tip of the iceberg right now, so many thoughts that I'd like to get out. So I just want to share some topics of thoughts because there's not enough time right now, and it's not something you can start and go, oh, okay, no, haven't finished that. But I would like to, in my way, begin to dispel the fear, the such rigid fear around the process of death. So what I would like to do in a week or so to come, I will think when is the right time, to share with you my experience from an energy standpoint, from that connection standpoint of what is happening to a physical body and the light body at that moment of transition. Because I am one, and I know there's many out there that can be in that space and see from your third eye, see from that inner vision what is happening. And I think caught myself and I was like, oh no, I feel, but I know from my inner knowing that to paint that picture and to share that with you, one, I'm being strongly guided to offer that, but it's such a beautiful thing really to see the light bodies unfold. So I'm going to share that with you in a whole hour and would look for others who have their interpretation of that, their experience with that as well to share. I think that's really important to get other voices in this space. And then there was one other thing I wanted to share, but that apparently is the main thing that we're going to bring up. Yes, it's just, okay, table that for a moment. My mind racing off going, oh, I want to tackle that now, but there's not enough time. So let's just recap from today. You know, death again, a natural process of life. I think that's a main thing, really, that we can bring into this fabric of this new world is that it is a natural part of life. It's as natural as breathing, and it's kind of a given, right? There is no way out of that, the transitioning from the physical back into light at this point. And you know what? You wouldn't want to anyway, because here's the thing. You have this beautiful experience that we are offered, this gift of living, this gift of these experiences of our choosing, the gift to live in a frequency of joy and expansion, which is the purpose for being here. It is to expand. And remember now the lessons, the teacher coming back, the two spectrums of energy. We have expansion, joy, love, gratitude. And the other end down there, we've got constriction and you've got fear and anger and resentment and all of that. You know, that it is constrictive energy. And if you want to know what place you're in, just tap into your body. You know, are you in that place of expansion? Are you opening your heart space? Are you allowing that which needs to be received, you know, to enter your heart space and to give as well? Or are you sitting there with a rock in your stomach and feeling ill? Those are all definite signs that you're in that space of constriction. So again, our whole purpose for being here is to experience. And then we move on. And then we move on. But that moving on to us from the human standpoint, from the physical, is change. And how many times I've said it now, we humans, we do not do change well, which of course doesn't bode well for anyone out there right now, because there's change on a daily basis. There have been so many shifts, so much change, that we're all, you know, just gasping to catch up and to put our feet on solid ground and go, okay, I'm home again. I feel comforted. I feel security. I feel safe. But this time, is those things are not around right now, because there is so much shifting. And what we will find as we journey further throughout this year and into this, you know, that is our new world out there, we'll see that I totally lost my train of thought. Oh my goodness, what happened there? Apparently that wasn't supposed to come out. Apparently that wasn't a topic that needed to be shared. So I'm going to just let that one go and go back to what we, that was like, literally it just, boom, just blanked out of my head. I don't know what happened, but as that happens, I just let it go and go, it's gone. It's not happening anymore. Okay, back to topic for today. And we were talking about, you know, that ultimate letting go. Oh, I know where I was going. Change. There we go. Of course, change. Change is not something we do good on a good day. And there's so much just shifts and changes out there. And we have seen that those who can let go and again embody that essence of water are really going to float right now. There's a good analogy. They're going to float and to rise above, where those that are holding on to that heaviness, you know, to the rigidity, they're going to sink to the bottom like stones, because you're holding on to that heavy weight. So we just want to let go. Yes, a big sigh and a big letting go. As we, again, offer a voice to the process of transitioning, and we bring honor back to just the process, to honoring ourselves as human, is honoring the part of our humanness that must end, you know, and as we go back into the light, it's bringing honor. I think that's what really gets to me right now, is that I don't see honor in death. You know, gone, it seems to me, are the rituals. Gone is the honoring of grief, the process of mourning. I mean, my goodness, my great-grandmother, she wore black how many years, you know, to honor the passing of her husband, her second husband, I think second. Okay. But she had an outward expression of what she was feeling, and it was what was right within her time. What do we do? You know, what do we honor? What is the process? Do we even have any anymore? You know, this is the thing. It was something that is such a big thing in everyone's life, to not have tools to go back on, you know, to not have these rituals, to not have a process, to not have ceremony, to not have intimate sharing or knowledge of how to be comfortable in that moment of transition. That's what gets me, and that's what I'm going to work on. So, yes, all of you around, you know, your loved ones, there should be, I don't want to say comfort, because I don't think they'll ever really be comfort, except for the few gifted souls like my mother, who was just so natural in that environment. She just took over. You know, she went to the person, she grabbed their hands, smoothed their hair. It was all about human touch. She understood that. And I'm not even going to go there to the day, you know, now where we're so pushed aside from everyone. How do you sit there in that space 6 feet apart with a mask on and further dehumanize what has already been dehumanized? I can't even go there right now. But interesting enough, I'm having a conversation with a hospice this afternoon to discuss that very topic, because it has been so on my mind. So I might have some things to share with you in weeks to come. But it is such an intimate moment. And you know, as we've said before, it's making comfort with a discomfort. Well, there can't be any more discomfortable moment than that moment of transition. So I think we need to work on it. I think we really need to work on it, not as individuals, but as a people. And if I can do anything in this space, so as I said, alleviate the discomfort, alleviate the fear a little bit, and to bring the sense of humanity, bring the sense of the sacred back to that moment, because it is a sacred moment. We're there, you know, there. In that moment of transition with your loved one, with someone that you adore, friends with, you're honoring their life. We honor the end, don't we? Or don't honor the end. We look at it as an end, and we look at it as it's just a finality. But I'm not seeing that it's a process of honoring the love of honoring the sacred, you know. And as the moments right here are ticking by, I know I only have a few moments left to share what's coming through to me right now. And my partner is sending me this, reminding me that, is that it's not final. It's not final at all. That person is going on to the next phase of their existence as a being of light. And do you know what they bring with them? It's not money. It's not a house. It's not a gold chain. It's love. It's love. And that's such a big thing. Because it never dies and it never goes away. It never changes. Yes, and I can't go further in that journey because it is so raw and relevant right now, but so important to share that love that you share for someone and that they share for you exists still. So I hope that brings you some comfort. Although I'm emotional, it brings me comfort because it's such a wonderful thing. And then it's such a wonderful thing of having this human experience is to sit in that love and to find it and share it as often as you can. Because that, again, is the purpose here, is to sit in the space of love and sit in the space of joy and expansion, which does all of that. So we are going to be talking more, and I will invite other voices to share their thoughts on death, giving voice to that process. Other people who work with ceremonies, a beautiful woman in Australia that guided myself on a ceremony at Pete's passing, would love to bring her in because she's been doing this work for so many years. So, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart that sharing this time with me and allowing me to give a voice to death and to a bit of my journey. I know my journey is not just mine. It touches so many others because, again, from my heart to your heart, we are all one. So have a beautiful week. Stay safe and much love and aloha to all of you. Bye.